From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Pope Francis begins his first full day in the United States today, meeting with President Barack Obama and canonizing an 18th century Spanish missionary. The Holy Father was greeted by chanting, cheering crowds and Mr. Obama when he arrived Tuesday after 3 days in Cuba, where he was hailed as a hero for helping end the five-decade-long diplomatic chill between Havana and Washington. After today's meeting at the White House, the Pontiff's motorcade will parade around the Washington Mall, where he will hold a prayer meeting after that with U.S. bishops and canonize Junipero Serra, the Franciscan friar who founded Catholic missions along the coast of California. On Thursday, Francis becomes the first ever pope to deliver an address before the joint meeting of Congress, and then travels on to New York on Friday to address the United Nations, then Philadelphia on Saturday. After the pope leaves, Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in the U.S., arrives in Washington on Friday, making his first state visit ever. The leader of the Asian giant is calling for better relations with the U.S. to prevent what he said would be disastrous conflict between the two nations. President Xi is currently in Washington State before coming on to the nation's capital and then moving on to the United Nations in New York. Six West African heads of state will travel to Burkina Faso today to help restore transitional President Michel Kafando to power, the president of the ECOWAS Commission.
We have decided to deploy military and humanitarian observers in order to monitor the respect of human rights in Burkina Faso.
The coup leader said he will hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. This is VOA News. European Union ministers meeting Tuesday in Brussels approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members will be presented today to EU leaders. The UN Refugee Agency said the constant stream of migrants is so large that the quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming called for the improvement of reception centers.
There would be a robust capacity to receive people, to provide them with assistance, and you see many people coming with medical issues, with just the clothes on their back, with small children. Then they would be registered, screened, and designated for relocation if they meet the criteria.
Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. Thousands have died in the process. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi has arrived in the southern port city of Aden following a six-month exile. Mr. Hadi fled to Saudi Arabia in March after Shiite Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge in Aden. Last week, Yemen's cabinet returned with the goal of restoring stability to the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says military experts believe the Russian planes sent to an airbase in Syria are there for basic force protection, as they prop up the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. But Mr. Kerry said it is unclear what Russia's long-term intentions in the region are.
If they are there to fight ISIL and only ISIL, even as they provide continued support as they have previously to Assad, but with a view to getting to a legitimate negotiation and to cooperating with people against ISIL, that's one possibility, and it's one, it's something that we will obviously talk about in New York in the next few days.
Meanwhile, the UN envoy to Syria has launched another effort to open peace talks on Syria. The Volkswagen pollution scandal worsened this week after the German company acknowledged it tampered with emission controls on millions of diesel vehicles nationwide. Last Friday, U.S. regulators said Volkswagen had equipped about 500,000 cars with software that switched pollution controls during tests, but then shut them off during normal driving. Volkswagen Group of America Chief Michael Horn on Tuesday said such behavior is inconsistent with the company's core values.
We must fix those cars. The cars, we prevent this from ever happening again, and we have to make things right with the government, the public, our customers, our employees, and also very important, our dealers.
Volkswagen CEO has apologized, and the company is allocating $7 billion to cover the cost of recalls. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.